Christian Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A pipeline operator put a damaged section in Kansas back into service Thursday, a little more than 3 weeks after a spill dumped 14,000 bathtubs worth of crude oil into a rural creek. Canada-based TC Energy announced that it had completed repairs, inspections, and testing on its Keystone Pipeline in northeast Kansas to allow a controlled restart of the section. And an arrest has been made in connection with the death of a Chanute woman. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Neosho County Sheriff's Office announced that Joseph DeLuca, 37, was arrested Wednesday on a warrant in the death of Elena Espria, 47. Her body was found on December 6th. DeLuca was in Cumberland County's detention center in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he was already incarcerated on unrelated charges. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Mandy Fick with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023, at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along U.S. 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe-fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August 2023, weather permitting. Kansas game wardens are warning the public to be aware of the prevalence of coyotes where you work and live, saying that due to extreme drought, the animals are coming into towns more looking for water and food. Wardens said if you didn't spot a coyote in your neighborhood, keep calm as most coyotes avoid people. Seeing a coyote out during the day is not a cause for alarm because most times they are moving to a new area or looking for a place to rest, and coyotes are usually fearful of people. If a coyote displays no fear of people, he's probably been fed, so do not approach them. You can reinstill its fear by raising your arms and yelling to drive them away, which is called hazing. And unlike trapping, which sometimes catches pets or other wildlife, but rarely the coyotes you are causing the problems, the Kansas game wardens advise that hazing works. They say the coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or dens. So, to keep your animals safe, they suggest two simple steps you can take that include: watch your pets, keep cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off a leash, and secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife. Feed and water your pets indoors and keep garbage secure and picked up. If coyotes come in your area or pose a threat, you should contact the nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LIEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, DCF, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. DCF Secretary Laura Howard said LIEAP has helped our Kansas communities stay warm for many years. It is an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply on the DCF website, www.dcf.ks.gov, by clicking Apply for Services, or in person, and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications are available beginning January 3, 2023, and must be received by 5 p.m. March 31, 2023. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for heating costs of the home. Applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, number of persons living at the address, type of dwelling, and type of heating fuel. Funding for LIEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Community Service, through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Governor Laura Kelly signed Executive Order No. 22-10, which bans the use of the social media platform TikTok on all state-owned devices for Kansas executive branch agencies, boards, and commissions, and their respective employees, and prohibits access on the state network. This order is in response to the national security and privacy risks posed by TikTok, whose parent company is a Chinese-owned company subject to Chinese government requests for data, technology, and other intellectual property. Governor Laura Kelly stated, "Today I am taking common sense steps to protect Kansans' privacy and security. TikTok mines users' data and potentially makes it available to the Chinese Communist Party, a threat recognized by a growing group of bipartisan leaders across the United States. The order is in response to recent warnings from both the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Federal Communications Commission that user data from the social media platform TikTok is potentially being shared with the Chinese government, posing both a national and cybersecurity threat. Kansas joins other states in the United States and the federal government in implementing security policies related to TikTok. In addition to state action, Congress recently enacted a TikTok ban on all federal devices due to potential security concerns. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Wellhead Systems Incorporated hopes everyone's lives are filled with joy, love, and prosperity in 2023. Have a safe and happy new year from everyone at Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McBay in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. Northern Valley USD 212 would like to wish everyone a fantastic and prosperous 2023. Thank you to the teachers, staff, students, and their families for a wonderful past year. It wouldn't have been possible without you. Have a safe and happy new year from Northern Valley USD 212.
The Affordable Care Act, what is it? Lynn Cody at Insurance Central can help simplify this often confusing topic. In short, the ACA provides health insurance for individuals and families age 18 to 64. A family of four with an income of $75,000 could pay as little as $1,400 a month. Talk to Lynn. There's never a consultation fee. Call 202-5008, visit myinsurancecentral.com, or just stop by at 103 South State in Norton and talk to Lynn at Insurance Central.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. In what kind of financial shape has 2022 left the nation's farm sector? Gary Crawford has more in this report.
When it comes to the financial situation for farmers and others in the farm economy,
in general, folks are sitting pretty well at the end of 2022.
Certainly in better shape than anybody had predicted at the start of 2022, including USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer. Russia's invasion of Ukraine last February sent energy and fertilizer prices soaring, sent farmers scurrying to find the best possible deals on inputs. There were major supply chain jam-ups at U.S. port facilities. Meanwhile, markets for corn and wheat and other crops were up and down like a roller coaster, mostly up. And now, as 2022 skids to a halt, Seth Meyer says U.S. agriculture has done very well. In fact,
net cash farm income is record high, and net farm income the highest since the 70s. Trade, record high.
And also beyond higher incomes,
we saw assets and equities rise in 2022 and even some declines in debt.
So that overall, the U.S. ag sector is finishing 2022, as Seth Meyer puts it,
very strong.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA is investing $9.5 million to support the scale-up of sustainable bioproduct manufacturing in the U.S. Three projects are getting funded through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Bioproduct Pilot Program. The program presents an opportunity to spur economic activity in the nation's rural areas while lowering commercialization risk associated with bringing bio-based products to market. Ag Secretary Vilsack said that adopting a more circular economy ensures that wealth and other economic benefits in the form of jobs and other opportunities are created and also stay in the rural communities. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royal Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfortech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is back over the Central Plains, and it looks like it'll hang around through our New Year's weekend with mostly fair weather for our state. Our next big storm system may bring some rain across the region late Sunday night or Monday. For now, rain chances stay low statewide with a fairly dry air mass in place. Aside from some occasional cloud cover, we should get sunshine this afternoon and again tomorrow and New Year's Day. Temperatures will stay mild, going a little bit above average. Another Pacific storm system will make its way down into the Great Basin on Sunday, eventually affecting our Central Plains weather pattern by Monday. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is in place over southern Kansas and the Panhandle region. We may have a little bit of cloud cover, but generally sunny statewide through the afternoon. The western trough is kind of weak today, so temperatures will be staying in the 40s with a few low 50s possible in our southern counties. We won't see any big changes to the weather pattern overnight with high pressure staying in place. Looking at Saturday, we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds as mid and upper level moisture move across the central plains from a low and warm front to our south. Temperatures will be trending upward tomorrow afternoon with low 50s in the northern counties, mid to upper 50s south. For New Year's Day, high pressure will stay in place just long enough to give us fair weather, still breezy and mild with 40s and 50s, and sunny to partly cloudy skies. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low to mid 40s with low 20s overnight, mid to upper 40s north central, and tonight's lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mid 40s northeast, upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight hours. Upper 40s in the southwestern counties tonight will be in the low 20s. Upper 40s and a few low 50s south central and low 30s overnight. Southeast, low 50s today, and tonight will be in the mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
And let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
Well,
well. Keep on the world, keep on the joy, hey, come on. Start a love train,
don't need no ticket, come on.
Join
the
world, ride, join
this train, ride this train,
y'all. Start a love train, love train.
All of your brothers over in Africa.
Tell all the folks in Egypt
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.